Hello, welcome to Access, accessbooks.com. In this podcast, I will talk about the principle of mutuality. It's a principle or a concept of tax laws, namely income tax and GST, goods and services tax. Through this concept, tax exemption can be claimed by cooperative housing societies, social clubs, and mutual associations. It's not a concept which is clearly written in the Income Tax Act. But by excluding such income from taxation, the Income Tax Act has recognized this principle. The surplus of mutual concerns is exempt from income tax. Now, see what this principle is. It is that no man can make a profit out of himself, or no one can trade or business with himself. To understand it, we make an association of person, AOP, contribute funds for some common purpose, and then receive back any surplus that is generated by the AOP, then this surplus of AOP is not an income liable to income tax. So, what is a mutual concern? It's an AOP who contribute funds for mutually beneficial purpose, and whatever surplus is left is distributed among themselves. In this case, contributors and receivers of surplus are the same. To claim exemption, certain conditions must be fulfilled. One, it's an association of people who are called members. And two, every member makes his contribution. And three, there is complete identity between contributors and participants. And four, there is a common cause of mutual benefit. For example, maintenance of an apartment in which they themselves live. And finally, five, the aim of the activity is not to earn profit. A social club receives membership fees and other payments for services, and any surplus left is distributed to the same members, then how it can be said that the club has earned taxable income? As far as GST is concerned, a recent amendment by the Finance Act 2021 has made specific provision to tax such concerns. They are no more exempt from tax. I hope I was able to explain you the principle properly so that you can take benefit of this principle. Thank you.